Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, August 29th. Coming up, after over 25 years reporting and hosting at Illinois Public Media, Jim Meadows is now stepping into retirement. A conversation reflecting on Jim's career coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A $250 million makeover for Champaign's busiest interchange is one step closer to completion. IPM's Reginald Hardwick reports.
A new five-story tall ramp will allow drivers on westbound I-74 to exit onto southbound I-57 towards Effingham. Illinois Transportation Secretary Gia Biagi says that's a safety upgrade to the 60-year-old interchange.
We've smoothed out those curves. You have new surfacing. It's all in a state of what we call good repair.
The state says nearly 40,000 vehicles pass through the I-74, I-57 interchange each day. State Senator Paul Faraci says the new upgrade makes a difference to the community.
It's about making sure a parent can get home safely from work, a farmer can get their crops to market, a student can travel to and from college.
The entire project is scheduled to be finished next year. Reginald Hardwick, IPM News.
Illinois Senator Dick Durbin is pushing back against President Trump's reported plans to stage National Guard troops at the Great Lakes Naval Station north of Chicago. Trump says he wants to deploy troops there because he thinks crime in Chicago is, quote, a disaster. According to Chicago crime data, July homicides in Chicago are at a lower rate than Little Rock and Kansas City. Speaking at an event in Champaign on Wednesday, Senator Durbin says deploying federal troops to the naval base is a poor use of resources.
It is absolutely unnecessary, a waste of taxpayers' dollars, and it interrupts the important mission of the Great Lakes Naval Training Station. It's a terrible idea from start to finish.
Governor J.B. Pritzker, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul are developing a legal strategy to execute if troops arrive. The state says it plans to sue if Trump does send National Guard troops to the city. Carle Health says it's preparing to see a lot more patients at its Urbana Hospital as OSF Healthcare plans to shift some specialty services to other cities. IPM's Arjun Tucker reports.
Open-heart surgeries, orthopedics, pulmonology, and other departments at OSF's Heart of Mary Medical Center in Urbana are being shifted to Danville and Bloomington. Meanwhile, Heart of Mary plans to expand behavioral health options. Elizabeth Angelo is president of the Carle Foundation Hospital, just a mile east of Heart of Mary. She says they will serve any new patients looking for services close to home.
If you are having an emergent medical need, please come to our emergency department so we can care for you here close to home, and you don't have to leave the community to receive that higher level of care.
OSF will still have an emergency department in Urbana, along with other inpatient and outpatient services. Angelo says Carle was already planning to expand its emergency department, but it's now expediting that project. I'm Arjun Tucker, IPM News.
Democratic Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski is pushing back against critics who say she hasn't done enough to support an end to the war in Gaza. Budzinski says she has called out the famine in Gaza and has supported bringing more food and humanitarian aid into the region. Speaking on the 21st show, the Congresswoman also defended her votes to send military aid to Israel.
I do believe that Israel has a right to defend itself, and I do support that. They are the only democracy within the Middle East.
She also criticized Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, accusing him of using the war for his own personal agenda. The 13th District Congresswoman says she tries to consider multiple views on the conflict. She says she's met with supporters and protesters who disagree with her. Still to come, a final conversation with IPM's Jim Meadows. After 25 years of reporting and hosting, he's stepping into retirement. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with their IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 78 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 53 degrees, an east wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 79 degrees, northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 54 degrees, an east wind 5 miles per hour. And for Sunday, sunny with a high of 80 degrees, and an east wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, lots of people have seen significant jumps in their electric bills this summer, especially in central Illinois. We'll talk about what's behind the price spike, who's to blame, and what you can do about it. Plus, artist and musician Cassandra Jenkins. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Jim Meadows has been reporting and hosting at Illinois Public Media for over 25 years and now is stepping into retirement. I sat down with Jim to reflect on his long career and what the future holds. Jim, how did you first get into journalism?
First, I got into radio, and then I got into journalism. I was a news anchor first at WCBU, the public radio station in Peoria. Mm-hmm. At that time, I was half news anchor and half jazz music director for a late-night jazz music show they had at the time. The news director then, who was David Hotelling, got me into news, and that's okay. When I became full-time in that part of radio. And I found out that I liked public radio, so it was a goal early on to work in public radio. Even though this was the 1970s and public radio was a lot smaller than it is now,
sure.
It looked like all the interesting stuff was there.
Jim, when you first came on at Illinois Public Media, you were a reporter, correct?
That's right.
Were you a general reporter? Or did you have a specific beat?
General reporter.
Yeah.
So I just spent a lot of time, you know, making phone calls, going to news conferences. At one point, I was sort of like the evening government meeting reporter, and
okay.
That was my schedule. I would go to city council and school board meetings and anything that met at night.
Jim, one of our colleagues mentioned a feature that you did, a story on George Rock.
Oh, George Rock, the trumpeter for the novelty band of the 20th century, Spike Jonze and his City Slickers. And he also had a little kid voice that he used on several records for them, including his biggest hit, All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Front Teeth. George Rock was from Farmer City,
okay.
About half an hour's drive from Champaign-Urbana. He was born there, and he is buried there.
Wow.
And one Christmas season, I decided just to look into him.
Dean Scarborough, whose family owns the town cemetery, is now in his 90s. He remembers Rock as a boy.
Everybody connected with George Rock wanted to talk about him.
He was just a kid. Every place he went, he carried that trumpet. People raised hell because he played that trumpet all the time.
Was he good back then?
I was a kid, I don't know.
One that you helped cover was the last appearance of Chief Illiniwek.
That brought out a lot of people to that particular basketball game. And the depth of feeling among the audience with the person performing Chief Illiniwek at the time was very strong that night. At one point, there was a moment where everybody in the stands came out onto the floor, essentially to celebrate Chief Illiniwek.
At last night's halftime, Chief Illiniwek took his usual position at the center of the assembly hall and spread his arms as the crowd.
It was just a strong wave of emotion among these supporters of the chief, and an interesting contrast to the strong wave of emotion that you might feel at an event featuring opponents of Chief Illiniwek.
Sitting at mid-court was longtime Illinois fan Bobby Eisner.
We've been attending since 1947, 60 years. This breaks my heart.
Members approved the use of tasers by the police department at a Champaign City Council meeting 10 years ago.
That's right. And that, I think, is, you know, just a point in a long history in Champaign-Urbana. Race relations in a community, relations between police and the black community. And I remember covering that because there were strong opinions on both sides on whether tasers were a good idea. Some people saw them as a way to reduce violence in police community encounters. Other people saw them that tasers brought their own risks.
Patricia Avery of the Champaign County NAACP says the city's recent improvements in police relations with African Americans could be set back by one bad taser incident.
If there is an incident, we will be the first ones out. The community, you will unwind.
But Mayor Deb Finan says Champaign already uses tasers by calling in other police departments that have them. She says that with their own tasers, Champaign police can better control their use.
Our officers, where if something does go wrong, they answer to the chief, to the city manager, ultimately to the citizens in the city of Champaign.
Jim, I asked you this 2 weeks ago, maybe. You do not have to have an answer, but some of our colleagues, and of course myself, and I bet our listeners are wondering, what is next for you?
I don't know.
That's a good answer.
I'm going to find out. It's really been a privilege for me to be able to work in broadcasting and in public broadcasting all these years. This is what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I got to do it, and it's been intensely rewarding. I'm not rich, but it's been rewarding in a lot of other ways.
To hear even more from that conversation, visit ipmnewsroom.org. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Arjun Tucker, May Ansar, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Tuesday.